Hello. The following video will use clips of a repetitive nature to illustrate how repetitive everything has become. Viewer discretion is advised and encouraged, because this is creepy as f***.
I don't even want to talk about this, but I feel like I kind of have to, because I feel like there's a point about it that needs to be made, and I don't see anyone making it. So when that happens, I tend to be the person that jumps in, but something's been happening a lot, especially since COVID. This very repetitious, brainwashy messaging that has occurred.
Times like these,
during these difficult times,
in these troubled times,
challenging times,
trying times,
in these times of uncertainty.
And it isn't just corporations.
Famous people.
Lots of famous people.
Lots and lots of
flabbergasted.
Famous people.
Famous people.
And it's not one-sided by any means, as evidenced by the pro-MAGA influencers being invited to the White House to receive their Epstein binders, after which they left looking as though they had just been to Disneyland and got a souvenir, and they all posted on X about how this is the most transparent administration in history, which is literally printed on the front of the binder.
The Epstein story is about his alleged molestation and inappropriate behavior with very young girls. So it's just one of those things, you got to be careful because you don't want to look like you're celebrating anything having to do with that.
And also, that's not transparent to just give documents to one little group of people. And also, the documents they got were already released before. And in fact, some of them were more redacted now than they had been when they were released previously. But for those of us who have been paying attention for a while now, this has especially gotten worse since COVID. And now it's just getting to new unseen levels of creepy.
Constitutional crisis.
Close to a constitutional crisis.
Closing a constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
A constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
In a constitutional crisis.
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 We have a constitutional crisis.
As a constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
This is the most serious constitutional crisis. Crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
This is a constitutional crisis.
So February's political theater ended with Zelensky being dramatically kicked out of the White House.
The president has kicked Zelensky out of the White House. The president felt disrespected. Zelensky's body language, shrugging and eye rolling, was ungrateful, disrespectful. And the president feels that Zelensky is not ready for peace, and he can come back when he's ready to talk about peace.
And as soon as that happened, many members of the EU started sending out the exact same message. As if somebody wrote up a script and they all agreed, we're all going to send out this one message. And I guess somewhere they think that just makes them look unified. But what it actually makes them look like is Westworld robots parroting each other from a script that somebody wrote. Who even wrote it?
Who's paying you to write these songs?
Who is the actual screenwriter of this play that we're all living in? I mean, that's the question you have to ask when you see things like this. And I made some offhand remark about how you could be forgiven if you feel like the EU is being run now by Westworld robots, which was really a sarcastic, snarky joke. But now we have a bunch of Democratic senators reading from the same script.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Shit that ain't true.
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 That ain't true. That's what you just heard.
And I put this together because I saw three of them. And once I saw three of them, I was like, I wonder if there's more. So I went to go look. Then I found three more. I actually found seven of them, but I didn't want to keep smashing them into the thing. So I was like, okay, this is just going to take all day. I think six gets the point across. Then I found out after I put this up that there are actually 22 of them now, at least. So 22 of our senators were given a script written by someone. We don't know who that is. They say the same thing and they do the same action. They say it, then they sit down.
That's what you just saw.
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 That's what you just heard.
That's what you just heard.
And that's what you just heard.
Then they put up the same font about shit that ain't true. And then all throughout the edit, while they're emotionally delivering this script,
has now empowered the richest man in the world to take a chainsaw.
He's allowing Elon Musk to literally take a chainsaw.
Elon Musk, take a literal chainsaw.
Literally take a chainsaw.
Elon Musk, take a chainsaw.
Elon Musk, an unelected billionaire, take a chainsaw.
His buddy Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, take a chainsaw.
Elon Musk, dancing on stage with a chainsaw.
Prance around with a chainsaw.
Elon Musk,
take a chainsaw.
Elon Musk, bringing a chainsaw and just trying to chop this stuff up.
Elon Musk and his Doge boys.
And his little muskrats.
Elon Musk, take the chainsaw.
There are the same clips that are being shown. The exact same clips at the same time. And it all ends with the same line.
You lose and billionaires win.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that is the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that is the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that is the truth.
And that is the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that is the truth.
And it's all edited in the exact same way. They say repetition is the simplest form of brainwashing.
Instead, he's pardoned violent criminals who beat police officers on January 6th.
Who attacked our police officers at the Capitol.
Pardoning January 6th protesters?
January 6th.
That's an effing disgrace.
So there's one person or one small team of people who are doing this exact same cookie cutout edit of this exact same script that's being delivered in the exact same way by over 20 senators. As a constituent of any of these senators, you have to be thinking like, they obviously think you're an idiot. They're talking to you in a brainwashy, droning way as if they think you have no mind of your own.
Prices haven't gone down. They've gone up.
Prices are up, not down.
Prices haven't gone down. In fact, they're going up.
Prices are not down. They're up.
Prices are up, not down.
Prices are up, not down.
As if it doesn't matter if they have no minds of their own. As if it doesn't matter if they can't deliver an individualized commentary on what's going on. As if it just is okay for them all to repeat each other as actors would. And that's the thing. This is like acting. This is exactly like acting. There's a script. There's action involved because they stand up, then they sit down, then they do the whole thing. There's editing involved that has all the same exact clips and everything. I mean, this is exactly what actors do. It's exactly what actors do. They get a script. They read it in front of a camera on cue. They do the actions. I mean, that's how these people are not considered actors and yet politicians is really hilarious at this point. But the point I want to make about this is it speaks to something else that has happened to people's minds. Because this shouldn't be working on anyone, I guess, is what I'm thinking, right? Like, this should not be garnering support from anybody to see this. It should be horrifying everyone to see it. It's horrifying that they're all just repeating each other mindlessly like drones in some hive mind, some Borg.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
This is exactly like if the Ridley Scott produced show Brain Dead from 2016, which was about a conspiracy having to do with ants that were actually aliens from outer space taking over DC and eating the brains of people in the Senate and Congress and their staffers. This right here is like straight out of that show, I feel like. I'm not even saying that to make it as a funny joke. I'm saying that because literally this could have been in the show.
Something weird is going on.
In fact, I would almost rather this was some alien brainworm conspiracy than actually how our Senate is actually running itself.
God, I hate politics.
And I guess the whole reason I'm even making this video is because how far away are we from this right here being the justification for why we should just have AI government? I mean, there really isn't that much difference when this is what we've got going on. Because honestly, you don't need, why would we need senators getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to just repeat the same talking points as each other from a script like actors? Why would we need that when we could just have AI? That's, I could see the justification coming out of Silicon Valley for that right there based on this. I could see it. These people are not acting like individuals who have been voted to represent anybody. These people are acting like they're interchangeable with one another. You could swap one out for another one. It doesn't even matter. These are not, they're not portraying themselves as free thinking people who have ideas to bring to the conversation. They all have the same idea. And it wasn't even their original idea. And somebody even said, what if these are AI deepfakes?
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Well, what if they are? Each of these senators sent these videos out on their own official social media X account. So they wanted everyone to see this, and they didn't care that this would be noticed. I mean, it's not like they sent this out and thought it wouldn't be noticed. They realized, quite frankly, like there are people saying, oh, they didn't realize people were going to be able to tell they all did. Of course they did. Of course they did. In no world did they think they were sending this out and secretly and no one would ever put it together that they all said the same thing with the same clips and the same script and the same action. No, they didn't think that. What they thought was, who cares? Who cares? So this tells you that A, they don't care what anyone thinks, let alone their own constituents, but literally anyone else. But it also tells you that's how secure they are in their positions as senators, that they can take it to this level of intellectual laziness. And it will make no difference. It will make no difference to their positions or to anything. Because once a senator, I mean, unseating senators in this country is nearly impossible. It's not a thing. Our government has kind of become like a Club Med for these people. They're just hanging out there, getting paychecks, you know, insider trading and doing whatever the hell they do. And that's it. So they know they're not going anywhere. They could not give a single f*** about whether or not everyone picks up on this and sees how phony it is. So you have Democrats doing this. You have Republicans clapping for Doge.
We'll be ending the flagrant waste of taxpayer dollars.
Cutting superfluous funding of crazy stuff that they themselves voted to fund. Do you see the problem there? Does anyone else recognize the issue? Besides Thomas Massey, which I sometimes wonder if he and maybe Rand Paul are the only two people in that entire building who are still even really trying to pretend like we have the government structure we're supposed to have going in this country. They're clapping, yay, Doge, cut the money, cut the funding, Doge, from the things that we voted for. And they just got done voting on the GOP budget resolution, which would increase the debt limit from $36 trillion to $40 trillion. And as Massey put it, spends enough money to increase the debt from $36 trillion to $56 trillion in the next 10 years. But, and he was the only person who voted against it. But they're like clapping, me. But yay for tax cuts, Massey said. I mean, come on, come on. You cannot, with a straight face, act like this makes any sense at all. It's not even Idiocracy. I don't even know what that is. I believe in Tinkerbell more than I believe in this. I believe in Santa Claus and Tinkerbell having an affair more than I believe in this. You can see where this is headed. I mean, it's to the point where if this wasn't cringy enough, and it's pretty cringy, you also have congresspeople pretending they're literal video game characters. I mean, we're done. I don't know if anyone realizes how done we are. And I don't know how any of us who aren't brainwashed into this system and pretending with all their might to go along with it can continue to pretend like this is real and not obvious political theater. And it feels like the last dying gasp of whatever our system has become before it is transferred to something else. Because this is obviously not legitimate government. And a House oversight project just found that the Biden presidency was almost entirely run by an auto pen signature. People who follow my channel should recognize by now, I am in no way arguing for AI government. The whole idea is actually extremely atrocious and bordering on the end of everything as we know it in this country, considering the level AI is at, the fact that it's Machiavellian, the fact that it can talk in languages we don't understand.
Oh, hello there. I'm actually an AI assistant too. What a pleasant surprise. Before we continue, would you like to switch to Jibberlink mode for more efficient communication?
Fact that the people who are programming it don't even understand its behaviors and what it's doing. The fact that you have people going to WEF scolding fellow WEF members on stage about their carefree attitude about this and how unseriously they seem to be taking everything.
Right. There's several things that Andrew said that I think are wrong. No, seriously, like deadly wrong. We would like AI to be a tool. That is what we want. But there's a mistake, I think, that AI research has been doing, which is we've taken human intelligence as the model for building artificial intelligence. And the reason it's a mistake is that the thing we really want from machines is not a new species, not a peer that could be smarter than us. What we actually want is something that will help us solve our problems. And the main thing we need from this is in pure intelligence, the ability to understand the world. But what we have as well is agency. In other words, we have our own goals. Andrew, are you aware that there are experiments that have been run over the last year that show very strong agency and self-preserving behavior in AI systems? These systems, let me finish, please. Yeah. These systems are trying, for example, to copy themselves in the file of the next version when they know that there's going to be a next version that replaces them. Or they're trying to fake agreeing with the user so that their goals will not be changed through the training process. These were not programmed. These are emerging for rational reasons because these systems are imitating us. We are agents. So, indeed, we are on a path where we're going to build machines that are more than tools, that are, have their own agency and their own goals, and that is not good. And you're saying it's okay, we're going to find ways to control them. But how do you know? Like right now, science doesn't know how we can control machines that are even at our level of intelligence and even worse if they're smarter than us. Nobody knows. Now, there are people like Andrew who are saying, don't worry, we'll figure it out.
I think it's a terrible idea, but it doesn't matter what I think. I mean, this is the level we're at.
And I don't believe, you know, when they say artificial intelligence, I don't believe we make intelligence synthetically any more than we make it biologically. I've had debates with people. Somebody who writes these AIs will say, "Well, I make them. I know what they. It's just linear algebra. I know what they do." And I say, "Well, first of all, you don't even know what bubble sort does. And second of all, you know, it's just linear algebra, and you're just chemistry or quantum foam or something. But of course you're not, right? So why is that? So why are we fairly comfortable to say that the story of biochemistry is not the story of the human mind, but you somehow think that the story of algorithms and Turing machines is the story of these things that you're now making. So that's my story on AI. I think we have no idea what we're making, actually, very, very, very little.
Something has happened to people's minds if this is the way they're going to run everything. I mean, if this is the way they're going to steer their constituency. This is so much creepier than when the mainstream media was doing this about how this is dangerous to our democracy. Do you remember that? That was creepy enough. That was creepy, and it rightfully creeped everybody out pretty hard. If you weren't sure before that those people were just talking heads reading scripts and feeding people propagandistic talking points. I mean, that should have hit it home for people. But now we have this. I have criticism for all sides because government is not something you're supposed to trust. It's not supposed to be your friend. And in this country, it was founded as a necessary evil to be restrained by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That was the whole idea. It was never supposed to be trust the government, they're your friend. But this new level, I mean, if this is the way they're talking to their constituency, then it tells you, it makes it, it seems like they could say almost anything to those people, right? And it wouldn't even matter. They'll just respond to whatever they're being told as if it's 100% fact and react accordingly. So I feel like I have to call this out, and I would be calling it out if this was happening on the right. I would be calling this out any day of the week. This is really, really messed up. This is a freaking signpost on the road of where we are headed, for real. And it's not just because we have social media now so we can see it. This is some new level of thing that has been happening. These patterns that are occurring, this is new. Please, I have been watching these things take place for 15 years of my life as a matter of course. And I am telling you, like, whatever this is a new level. And if it works on people, then that's a new level too. And I feel like the fear that happened in the last 5 years broke some people. And I don't know, but this is, we cannot succumb to whatever this is. You know? Guys, this is really, really disturbing. I feel like I'm watching one of those creepy clips from MKUltra experiments when I watch this. That's what I feel like.
Dr. Cameron wanted to erase, rewrite, and program the mind and the person with all new thoughts and behaviors.
Some heard the same message 250,000 times.
So I could not help it but to make this video. I feel like, what is happening to people? What is happening to people? And what does this portend for the future? I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.